Business Means. Cammy joins us here in the studio. Great to see you, as always. Lots of anticipation around the Paramount Warner Brothers takeover. It's been a dramatic saga, to say the least, and now there's a potential new roadblock ahead.
It's the British government that could challenge the takeover. Culture Minister Lisa Nandy says she's minded to intervene in the $110 billion deal, citing concerns over media plurality in the UK. The deal would bring CNN, HBO and the Warner Brothers studio under Paramount's ownership, alongside Channel 5, which Paramount already owns. If the UK does intervene, it would trigger reviews by media regulator Ofcom and the Competition and Markets Authority, leading to a process that could last several months. The deal has already been cleared in the US, China, Australia, Germany, France and Saudi Arabia. And in response, Paramount says it's confident the transaction raises no plurality issues in the UK and still expects the deal to close by the end of September. It has until the 6th of July to present its arguments to the UK government. Good news for French households this month, with inflation falling faster than expected. New figures out today so prices rose just 1.8% in June year on year, down from 2.4% in May. That's the sharpest slowdown in months and was driven by the price of oil, which had spiked during the peak of the war in Iran, but have dropped back down since that peace deal. The outlook is fragile, though, as oil price shocks continue to work their way through the system. And France's recent heatwave could push services and food prices higher in the months ahead. Alitza Gadeva takes a look at how the heat has been affecting French crops.
The heatwave has devastated these farmers' crops.
Last week, temperatures in this greenhouse were around 60 degrees.
Although they look intact, her tomatoes are actually burnt. Normally, the skin shouldn't peel off, but now it does. That makes them unsellable. She could lose up to half her production, or around 150,000 euros. Prices usually drop for the summer season, but not this year.
This year we won't be lowering the prices because that will allow us to get back at least some of what we lost.
Tomatoes are more expensive at the farm, and that higher price is showing up on supermarket shelves. Major retailers warn that lettuce, radish and even melon prices could also jump in the coming days. And it's not just a temporary high. These prices could be here to stay. The heat has also hammered cereal crops. Take corn, for example. Its price has soared. Before the heat wave, one ton sold for 203 euros, while today it's 225 euros. And corn is essential for feeding livestock. The rise could therefore have an effect on meat prices.
At this stage, farmers who use corn will have to pay more for it. As a consequence, this may lead to an increase in production costs for farmers. But for the moment, the final consumer hasn't felt the rise.
But by the end of the year, customers in France might start paying more for meat as well.
And elsewhere in Europe, German inflation only fell to 2.4% in June from 2.7% the previous month. That data comes ahead of the Eurozone inflation release on Wednesday, expected to come in at about 3% in June, down from 3.2% the previous month. The European Central Bank, of course, raised interest rates for the first time in nearly 3 years in June, in the hope of curbing that inflation. And Tuesday marks the final day of a scheme in Spain for undocumented immigrants to regularise their situation. And in the 3 months it's been running, it's been resoundingly popular. More than 1 million people have applied to obtain legal status. That's double what the government anticipated. And it's all part of Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez's economic bet that immigration is what's keeping the country's growth alive. Luke Schrago explains.
Outside an immigration office in Madrid on Tuesday, a few people were taking advantage of the last day of a scheme to regularise their undocumented status.
For those of us who truly come to work and don't do anything bad here in the country, it seems very good to me and we're grateful. It's like saying we're here to contribute, to do our part, so that the many seniors who need us to contribute can receive their pension.
The scheme opened in April and has smashed expectations. Officials expected 500,000 applications, mostly from Latin Americans, and ended up with more than 1 million. It's a far cry from the immigration-hostile policies taking root elsewhere in Europe and the United States. However, Spain's left-wing government and its Prime Minister, Pedro Sánchez, have long argued of the need for immigrants, not just to sustain the economy, but the welfare state and pensions as its population ages. Sánchez warned that without immigrants, Spain faced the loss of 19% of its GDP in less than 25 years and 22% in under 50.
¿Y esto qué significa?
From a business and labor market perspective, that would mean, for example, that 90,000 bars would be forced to shut down. 50,000 primary and secondary school classrooms would be left without pupils. And around 220,000 farms would disappear. That's one in three.
While critics on the right wing are mounting legal challenges to suspend the process, successful applicants that can prove a clean criminal record and have spent a minimum of 5 consecutive months in Spain before January 1st will get a 1-year renewable residency permit.
Of course, European countries will be looking closely at what happens next in Spain.
They will. They'll be listening for you to report on it. Cami, thank you very much indeed. Cami, with all the business, she's back with more in around about an hour's time. So set your watches now.